united in Christ? Are you united with fellow believers or at odds? Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1:10. We are to be united in Christ. Believers are to be joined in his love. As such, we should cling to the things that we have in common as believers. We should realize we are joined together in Christ by his love and by the thoughts and values and teachings that we learn from him. Followers of him have love in common. There should be mutual cherishing among Christ's followers of his judgments of what is right and worthy. Likewise, there should be a similar turning away from what is evil. We should help each other. Brothers in the faith should be supportive of one another. The one thing that non-believers should see is our love for one another as Christians and for all others as well. Our differences should never cause us not to love one another. The world is watching. Are we upholding the loving examples of Jesus? Jesus called Judas friend on the night of the betrayal, just hours before the crucifixion. That has always been the supreme example of loving despite the circumstances. On the cross, Jesus asked God to forgive those who are putting him to death. There is forgiving in the extreme, and this is it. Can we not forgive the hurts we suffer due to the thoughtlessness of another believer as well as the barbs of the non-believer? We should realize that in Christ, that which unites is stronger than anything that divides. In Christ's love, we should be joined together in perfect unity with the same mind and heart.